Lesson 4C. Exercises 5 and 6. Speaker 1.
I've been working for a charity called Safe Houses for 3 years now, and in that time the number of young people without a home has increased sharply. Charities like ours do not have enough time or money to deal with all the people who require assistance. Only the government can really solve the problem. But unfortunately, homelessness is not a high priority for most people. One of our aims as a charity is to change that.
Speaker 2.
I was expecting to be one of the youngest people on the sleep out, but in fact, there were lots of people my age or younger. I think young people care about homelessness, especially when they see people sleeping rough on the streets who need help. Whereas older people often just walk past, maybe because they're too busy. I suppose that's why so many young people want to be part of an event like the Big Sleep Out. I'm going to suggest that all of my friends take part next year.
Speaker 3.
We're making 2 proposals for tackling the problem of homelessness in our city. Firstly, for people who are currently sleeping rough, we will provide free places at local youth hostels. And secondly, we're offering assistance for young homeless people who need to find work, because we know how difficult it can be to gain employment when you are homeless. With these proposals, we aim to fulfil the promise we made during the election, to make our city a better place for all of its inhabitants.
Speaker 4.
I've been sleeping on the street, on and off, for about a year now. Nobody plans to do that. It just happens to you. I was in a children's home until I was 17, but I had to leave because there were a lot of arguments and fights. I needed some space and some time on my own. That was very important. At the moment, I don't mind living on the streets too much. The worst thing is when people call me lazy and tell me to find a job. That hurts me. They don't understand.
Speaker 5.
We get quite a lot of homeless people in the city centre, and to be honest, I don't really like it. I think the number has gone up a lot recently. They make me feel a bit uncomfortable, especially if they talk to me when I'm on my own. I know they're probably harmless, but they don't look very friendly. In the evenings, a lot of them seem to hang around the high street. I usually avoid that area if I'm walking home on my own.